Hello, I'm Lord Leveson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 tells us what the gospel is, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, giving the sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Thank God. Amen. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart and in your mouth. It is a word of faith which I preach. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. One that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. I want to welcome everyone to this audio down in my house Thursday afternoon. And I'm going to entitle it, The Heart of a Servant. The Heart of a Servant. Jesus had a heart of a servant, and Doyle Davidson also had the heart of a servant. Kathy D. is going to read Isaiah 42 to you, and I'm going to sit back and be quiet. But I'll be back.
Isaiah 42, verse 1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath to the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and from them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing in the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, and the villages that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rocks sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall store up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar, he shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time hold my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all the herbs. I will make the rivers islands. I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, and I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, you are our gods. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith restore. Who among you shall give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither would they be obedient unto his law. Therefore he poured upon them the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it set him on fire round about, yet he knew it not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart.
I want to talk about a servant's heart, as I related to you earlier. A servant's heart will have to be purged of all things that the visions 5, 3, 4, and 5 states. Kathy D is going to read these verses, and I'm going to talk. All right.
But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as become a saint's, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
Thank you, Kathy. We don't think that a covetous person is like a whoremonger, or a fornicator, or an unclean person. Covetous is wanting something that belongs to somebody else. Jesus Christ was not a covetous person. I did have some covetous in me, but God delivered me early in the 1970s. Thank God. So I want to talk to you, to the body of Christ, about a heart free of covetousness, which is idolatry. Which it states in Ephesians 5, you will not enter into the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven. All the same. No, you're an idolater. You covet. You want things. Now, I want to say something to you. I was raised with a heart without a lot of covetousness in it. I was very blessed. God made me with a purpose that I have today. In the Navy, I rose to the top of every position that I was presented with. And the reason I did, I was a servant. I had a servant's heart, not a covetous heart. Not a heart to serve full of covetousness, but a heart that will serve and not look for gain. I was very successful as a veterinarian because I had a heart that would serve the people. Not to see how much money I could make. Not to see how much praise I could get. But a heart that would serve the people. And people recognized it. And God was with me. He made the heart. He gave it to me. I was blessed to not get any deeper into sin than I did because I had a heart that was not a real covetous heart, but a heart to serve. I had a man come to me once that knew me as a veterinarian, watched me rise up fast from the bottom to the top. And he was younger than me. And he came to me. And he said, I want to talk to you about being a veterinarian. I said, yes. I said, let me tell you. If you want to make money, then you don't want to be a veterinarian. If you want to serve the public, serve the people, and that's why you'd like to be a veterinarian, you'll do well. He said, I can't do that. See, this man knew he had a heart. All he wanted was serve himself, do himself well. And he left, not becoming a veterinarian, but became a very successful man in America. Very successful. If you measure success just with money. But if you have a heart to serve, you'll serve God. Knowing he'll reward you. But if you serve God for rewards, you'll never get. See, I could read. I was honest, had an honest heart. I've dealt with many people full of covetousness. All they wanted was to be rewarded for their covetousness. That's not a servant. Not a servant. If you read Psalm 143, it says, I am thy servant. Jesus was God's servant. I am a servant of God, and I know it. And I disagree with business, because business is predicated on make money. How much money can you get? Or what else can you get besides money? That's not a servant's heart. It's a heart full of idolatry, covetousness, and you'll never enter in to the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God with that kind of heart. I think I've said all I want to. Brief? Yes. Real brief. Because you couldn't digest more. But if you, all you're looking for is gain, then you don't have a servant's heart. Gain what? What you covet. What you covet, that's what you want. You'll never go with God's kingdom. You'll have to be delivered. Not saying you can't make it, saying you'll have to be delivered by the gospel of Jesus Christ, by an apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist that came from the heart of Jesus and from the heart of an apostle on earth. I'm going to quit. I'm sure you're going to be shocked. I got one more thing to say. Look up, I think it's Luke. A Gentile spirit got a thumb on everything. A thumb on everything. That's a Gentile spirit. And it's associated with covetousness every time. Every time. If you got that Gentile spirit, you'll have to have that cast out of you too. So, I've set it up. Doyle Davidson from the office in his home from Plano, Texas. I'll see you later tonight on live stream in Roku. God bless.